Blog Talk Radio.
And the show is called Hear No Evil. You can call us every Thursday between 6:30 and 7:30 at 347-989-0761. I'm Darlene Lewis, and I welcome you this week. Oh, my God, New York is crazy right now. Everything is covered in snow. We are snowbound, and it's crazy out there. I got my poodle Puffy with me because it's just so crazy out there. I have to take him everywhere I go. He can't even walk. I have to carry him. So he's chilling out in the studio with me, chilling. And tonight's topic is called Sex, the Ultimate Challenge. Can you go without it? Now, many men and women say that due to sexually transmitted diseases, lack of commitment or schedule, they are practicing abstinence. Could this be a new trend in dating? Call us and let us know if you believe you can go without having sex for a long period. What do you do in a relationship if there's no sex? Call in the show. Right now, we're going to play some old school and some new school, but we'll be right back.
I was kinda special, you I want you to sit down. Just listen to me for a minute. I want to talk to you. You know, you're always telling me that men don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to let go. Well, I want to express myself to you in this song and let you know that never, ever, ever be. Another man like me. Yo, let me get up inside your mental. Just feel me if you can. I'ma give it to you plain and simple so you can understand. The day we met, baby, it was divine. Hey, now how you read your love on Valentine's Day? I saw her by the phone, her skin so pretty brown. A smile, a melt her heart. With her, I settled down. I looked into her eyes and don't know how I knew she wanted the same thing, just to be happy too. So my prayer mission changed. Was no longer running game. I had a shell little town with me, game. I don't wanna lose the love I found. Nothing can come between. I know how to show you, girl. I was raised a fine queen. I wanna give you all the finer things in life. White sands, blue seas, and the title of my wife. You can hold the doctor's ice. Just give me some ice. It was one boy, 20 girls, and I change your life a little, love. Never, ever be another man like me. No, here's another one. Yeah. And another one. Never, ever be another man like me. Yeah. Yo, PA, sing it, baby. I want you to know I'm happy with you, girl. Yeah, yo, check this out. Yo, tell me what you never had. What you never seen. Tell me all the things you love and what would make your world serene. You ever see the sun shimmy over the ocean while you lay up on the yacht and get your whole body all lotion? Sipping a Mai Tai, some finger food the best. Sail out to be more and catch the crab fest. Fly out to Italy and do a little shopping. I'm in it in Paris. This life is never stopping. Follow those rose petals, they lead to the tub. The temperature is set, includes a back rub. Limit all your body down, do it in a special way. With a car that says I love you forever and a day. And look here, girl, if you still don't understand what I'm trying to say to you, yo, full force, break it down to us like this.
Topic is sex, the ultimate challenge. Can you go without it? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Now, a lot of people are having cyber sex. You know, that thing that they do on the internet, net sex, mud sex, tiny sex, computer sex. It's a virtual sex encounter in which two or more persons connected remotely via computer networks send each other sexually explicit messages describing a sexual experience. Now, this is a form of sexual role play in which the participants pretend they are having actual sex. In one form, this fantasy sex is accomplished by the participants describing their actions, and they can be very vivid, and responding to their chat partners in a mostly written form designed to stimulate their own sexual feelings and fantasies. You can do this on the phone and on the internet. Cybersex sometimes includes real-life masturbation. The quality of a cybersex encounter typically depends upon the participant's ability to evoke a vivid, visceral mental image and mental picture in the minds of their partners. Imagination and suspension of disbelief are also critically important. Now, cybersex can occur either within the context of existing or intimate relationships, for example, among lovers who are geographically separated, or among individuals who have no prior knowledge of one another and meet in virtual spaces or cyberspaces and may even remain anonymous to one another. In some contexts, cybersex is enhanced by the use of a webcam to transmit real-time video of the partners. Cybersex is an alternative kind of sex that couples and singles alike are engaging in, because a lot of people cannot be without the actual physical release of orgasm, so they have to do something. But then there are some people that prefer this type of sex. They say it's safer, it's less intimacy as far as dealing with a person, and you don't have to physically be involved with that individual. The beauty of cybersex is that you can remain totally anonymous and have some of the safest sex possible. So whether you're in a long-distance relationship or you enjoy engaging in sexual fantasy, over the net, over the phone, cybersex can offer you a somewhat fulfilling sex life. Now, where can you find someone? There are plenty of places where you can find eager beavers for cybersex. They include instant messaging, IRC, chat online dating services, chat rooms, message boards, emails, social networks, blah, blah, blah. But if you already have a partner, you can meet him or her at an agreed-upon destination on the net or even keep up your cyber sexing throughout the day via email. It's up to you. When it comes to cyber sex, you may want to invest in a microphone at the very least. That way, the woman or the man you're getting it on with can hear your excitement and know that they are being turned on and you're being turned on. As well, there's nothing more difficult than being incredibly excited and having to take the time to hold the phone with one hand. Now, whether or not you have a microphone, you will need to be creative with your language. Imagination is the key to successful cybersex. However, the language you use will depend on the other person. Some women want nasty, vulgar language. Some men want that, while others prefer the "we're walking on the beach and you look over my way" kind of lingo. Feel your partner out before you start engaging in the fantasy talk. If you don't have a mic, don't type things like gasp, gasp, or oh yeah, baby yeah as well. Being a good speller helps a lot, especially if the other person is extremely, extremely excited. Call me now, 347-989-0761. I'll be right back.
Dipping, dipping, but not pimping. To the beat, see what we wear. Night and day look hard, yet there. It's all good, we feel good. Hand clapping, chilling in the hood. My boy is nice. Feel the move, it's rapid.
Ghetto baby, little mama, wanna watch you shake it all night long. City where these women get down, they wanna ball all night. Bodies man tight, like anything goes as long as you treat them right. And I make your body just move in the club, and after the show we just light up a dub. High fives on the bar, the pub, and then give you more than 12 hours of love. We spending paper, son, kissing and kissing on them, as long as they be licking and licking on them. Yo, it's a dirty game, and we ain't playing, hun, so come on in. In the NYC and in the limelight when we're out in the sea. It's just my G and me, we're rolling arm in arm. And when I'm all alone, she give me sweaty palms. I give her lucky charms, you know that keeps her happy. She's always on time and never late exactly. We spending paper, son, kissing and kissing on them, as long as they be licking and licking on them. Yo, it's a dirty game and we ain't playing, hun, so come on inside.
About $1 million cash.
Right. In just 4 months. Look, we're gonna take that $300,000. We're gonna buy 30 keys of coke, man.
If you can guess what movie that was from, give me a call at 347-989-0761. And we will promote your product, goods, and service on the air. Give us a call.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine.
Thank you.
To why a lot of people are going without sex because of the sexual related cancers that are taking place. Now, according to a Health Day reporter by the name of Amanda Gardner, changes in sexual activity linked to increased HPV were related tonsil malignancies. Now, there's a worrisome uptick in the incidence of certain head and neck cancers among middle-aged and even younger Americans, and some experts link the trend to a rise in the popularity of oral sex over the past few decades. That's because the human papillomavirus, which is HPV, is a major trigger for these cancers, and HPV can be transmitted through this type of sexual activity. It seems like a pretty good link that more sexual activity, particularly oral sex, is associated with increased HPV infection, says Mr. Greg Hartek, who actually is a professor of otolaryngology, head and neck surgery at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in Madison. According to Dr. William Lydiat, professor and chief of head and neck surgical oncology at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, the overall incidence of head and neck cancers is going down, largely because fewer people are smoking, tobacco, and drinking are the major traditional risk factors. But the incidence of cancers of the tonsil and base of the tongue have been going up over the past decades, he said, and those are the ones that are more likely to test positive for HPV. It's gotten to the point now where 60 to 70% of all tonsil cancers in the United States are HPV-related. Although the link between HPV and these types of cancers is indisputable, the association with oral sex is strong but a little more speculative experts are saying. A 2007 study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that younger people with head and neck cancers who tested positive for oral HPV infection were more likely to have had multiple vaginal and oral sex partners in their lifetime. In the study, having six or more oral sex partners over a lifetime was associated with a 3.4 times higher risk for oral pharyngeal cancer, cancers of the base of the tongue, back of the throat, or tonsils. Having 26 or more vaginal sex partners tripled the risk. So this right there is part of a lot of the reason why a lot of people are deciding not to have sex or to go without sex for some time, because there are so many sexually transmitted diseases out there. I mean, it is getting out of control. What's going on, people? This is turning into a serious epidemic. We have to get it together. Be right back.
Celebrity showcase, that's a place to be. Stomach ground to the sound to the great MC. Dawn's indeed, just turn the plays into belief. We leaders, what's he up to my G? Yes, and yo, I'm rolling with Darlene, who got the hottest showcase from here to them shows in the Bronx and Queens. From Staten to Brooklyn, I rep Manhattan, uptown fashion. We laughing, having a blast, and I'm asking, can we get it popping and cracking? Kick back and just listen to the songs that we rapping. The notes they hit, the loud crowd reactions is guilty. Now back to the one who made it happen.
So you wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street.
Long as it takes to get you all alone. But as soon as you come walking my way, you don't hear me say, there goes my baby.
My baby, yeah.
Oh, you don't know how good
you don't know.
It feels to call you my girl. There goes my baby.
My baby, yeah.
Oh, loving everything you do. Ooh, girl. And girl, I feel like it's our first time. Every time we get together, baby, loving you feels better than anything, anything. Put on my heart, you don't need a ring. And I promise, I'll find my way. Won't change my love.
About the Benjamins, cash money, yeah, I get dough when I spend it. Came a long way from moving O's into renting. Now I make cheese, travel overseas with your women friends. Yeah, I get it in. When they mention him, they say free. Lost in real life, like the videos. Women never tell me no. They always let me in. I'm who they wishing for. And my love unconditional. You know how I get it, and you love how I give it. Anything in life you want from me, you can get it. Your tears and your fears go away when I kiss it. One pie turns into two when I whip it. Isn't her V-class diamond shining? All courtesy of rhyming, grinding. Your girlfriend's grinning cause they know what I'm speaking about. Got them all confused cause both I've been sticking out.
Keep giving like there's no tomorrow. Got whatever you need. Said I'm giving my all. A little hurt but I'm turning my cheek. When you blow I still give you all me. I see something in you, it's so deep.
Bye.
Listen, tonight has been a very, very educational evening. I want to thank you guys for emailing me. You punks out there that don't want to speak over the air, you taught me so much. You know, there's a misconception that men need sex and want sex and got to have sex every day or need a partner. But just like us women, we don't really need someone to enjoy ourselves. Loving yourself and being busy is very important. But remember, we all have needs. Don't be ashamed if you can't be without sex for quite some time. But don't be irrational about it. Don't go out there laying up. And if you feel the need to have multiple sex partners, you may have an sexual addiction, and you may need to seek help. It's nothing wrong with that. And remember, whenever you're doing good, people are always around. But when you're doing bad, no one wants to deal with you. Tune into our radio show every week. You always learn something. 347-989-0761 is the number. We're on every Thursday at 6:30. Sometimes we're on for half an hour. Sometimes we're on for an hour. Sometimes 2 or 3 hours. It's according on what the subject matter is. I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Shout out goes out to a new cat that's on the scene, Youngstar 63. And he's being produced by DJ Chuck Chillout. You're going to hear a lot about him in the future. Also, Miss Shayla Day, thank you for that great interview you and Royal Soul did at the Literary Ladies Book Tour that we're doing. And if you're interested in any of my books, you can go to www.lulu.com/darlinglewis, and you can get any one of my books. I am on the Literary Ladies Book Promotional Tour, and we're taking over the East Coast. If you are interested and being a part of that book tour, whether as a sponsor or as a writer, please do follow us. Contact futurenetworkproductions.com. That's futurenetworkproductions.com. Let's go.
Oh, what a day. Same old day. Spit through flames.
Deja vu, motherfuckers. Uh-huh, coming through, motherfuckers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that chases this tale, we'll be busy. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog.
Baby, I got your voicemail earlier, but I'm confused. For a minute, it sounded like you was, like, trying to dump me.
When it comes to me, like an epiphany.
Never that. She feeling herself, I'm feeling it too. Your heart is my home, what can I build this into? I won't break it in half, nor peel it in two. She a pill of my mama, I'm just feeling the truth. I love taking her shopping, I be picking the shoes. She be picking the fights, I'm no difficult dude. I'm just different from duds, gotta catch in the buzz. Hooked on to what I does, I'm just so deep in love.
Thank you. me melt. But she tryna blow me out. Baby, please don't blow me out. Let me melt on your body until I get you aroused. Who you mad at? Tell me who you mad at. That's what I tell her while I wax that. But she's leaving on the next plane, and I don't know if she'll be back.
After the love is gone, sometimes the first thing that disappears is the sex. the intimacy, the sweet things you used to speak about when you first got together. Sometimes when the love is gone, you don't put your all into the relationship anymore, so you go without it. Sex can be the ultimate challenge, but it can also be a time when you can rejuvenate, relive, and recreate yourself. I hope you all understand the importance of being happy and loving yourself and loving a significant other. Me and my puppy, Puffy, we're on our way out of here. But until next week, you got to get yourselves together. Love, peace. Till next week.